My scripture text this week is, like I said, in the book of Mark. I follow lectionary for a couple of reasons. Lectionary gives you an opportunity to cover the entire Bible in 3 years. And it really is helpful for preachers that we can follow the church calendar and do that. It saves me from crowding in all day long and week long. What am I going to preach about Sunday? Well, when you get an idea, it's sort of like a book report. So here's God's book report today in Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 17 through 31. The Living Translation says this. Now the subtitle of this particular part is The Rich Man. Hear God's Word. As he was starting out on the trip, a man came running up to Jesus, knelt down, and said, "Good teacher, what should I do to get eternal life?" All the stuff in the red letters is words that are attributed to Jesus. "Why do you call me good?" Jesus asked. "Only God is truly good. But as for your question, you know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not testify falsely, do not cheat, honor your father and mother." "Teacher," the man replied, "I obeyed all these commandments since I was a child." Now Jesus felt genuine love for this man as he looked at him and he said, "You lack only one thing," he told him. "Go and sell all you have and give the money to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me." Well, at this, the man's face fell and he went sadly away because he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to the disciples, "How hard is it for a rich person to get into the kingdom of God?" And they looked amazed, but Jesus said it again. "Dear children, it is very hard to get into the kingdom of God. It's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of God." The disciples were astounded. "Then who in the world can be saved?" they asked. And Jesus looked at them intently and said, "Humanly speaking, it is impossible, but not with God. Everything is possible with God." And then Peter began to mention all that the other disciples had left behind. "We've given up everything to follow you," he said. And Jesus replied, "I assure you that everyone who has given up house or brother or sister or mother or father or children or property for my sake and for the good news will receive now in return 100 times over houses, brothers, sisters, mother, children, and property, and with precautions. In all the world to come, they will have eternal life. But many who seem to be important now will be least important then. And those who are considered least here will be the greatest." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. And then it goes on to verse 31. Jesus again predicted his death. They were now on their way to Jerusalem, and Jesus was walking ahead of them, and the disciples were filled with dread, and the people following behind were overwhelmed with fear. Taking the 12 disciples aside, Jesus once more began to describe everything that was about to happen in Jerusalem. "When we get to Jerusalem," he told them, "the Son of Man will be betrayed to the leading priests and teachers of religious law, and they will sentence him to die and hand him over to the Romans. They will mock him, spit on him, beat him with their whips, and kill him. But after 3 days, he will rise again." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.